How are you doing? We're back. Back. We're double back. Next 2 months are going to be miserable. We're doing more of the cartoon because the cartoon turned out decent enough for us to go, hey, we can do this. So we're doing more, which means more work for me. And also, all of the comic book conventions out there have decided to move their dates to after Comic-Con International. So now, usually, you do all the shows and Comic-Con International is sort of the grand finale. But now, I run the little gauntlet of getting everything done for Comic-Con International, and instead of having a break, now I run around to every 2-bit convention there is. So, and the one in New York run by Wizard World is an absolute cluster F of stupidity and jackassery. And I do it every year because it's only an hour away, and it's a fairly large convention. So it's stupid for me to not do it, even though I hate it and the people running it are a bunch of jackasses. So here's a peek into the stupidity. They send me an email, first of all, because even though the show is only like 3 weeks away, there's such a bunch of jackasses, they haven't managed to fill up all the Artist Alley space. So they contact me, mind you. I was going to contact them anyhow, but they don't know that. So they contact me, say, hey, did you want Artist Alley space? We got some available, blah, blah, blah. I call them back. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would. How much is it? It's X amount of dollars. Okay, fine. It's not a lot, but it's overpriced. I think it's like $200 to $300, something like that. It's not a lot. I'll make it up probably the first day. But it's overpriced anyhow, because Artist Alley at this thing is just a refugee camp. And most Artist Alleys, if you know anything about comic book conventions, bless you. Don't learn. But you'll have real nice booths, you know, exhibitor booths, and you'll have real nice setups for, like, Adam West and the retired wrestlers and the guy who played Uncle Ben on Star Wars for 5 minutes. And then in the back section of the room, you'll have the people who actually work on comic books. And they'll be in just this cluster F of rows of folding tables that look like a flea market. And based on how stupid and unambitious the person is, he'll either just set up on the card table and look like he's at a flea market, or he'll put some nice drapery, you know, and a nice display up, and so forth. So half of it will actually look nice, but that'll be, spaced out in between people who look like they just got out of the Greyhound station and emptied their luggage onto the table. You know, they'll have a bunch of stapled together books from Kinko's and a bunch of sketchbooks lying around that they're going to sketch in for people for $10. No, that they're not going to sketch in for people with a little folded up sign with a Sharpie that says sketches $10. And they'll sit there for about 3 hours. Then they'll wander around. And then the next day, all their buddies from college will come over, or their dorm mates will come over, and they'll get drunk and sit there at their booth playing grab ass. While this is going on, there are people like me who are trying to make a living. So, at a show like that, you can either spend the 15 grand, I'm sorry, not 15 grand, the 1500 bucks for like a really nice exhibitor booth, which you're not going to make back up at Wizard World. And trust me, if I can't make it up, you ain't going to make it up. So that's not an option. Or you can just sit there and try to show some level of dignity, even though you're surrounded by people who shouldn't be there. And, you know, if you're next to somebody who looks like an idiot, oftentimes people are just going to assume you're also an idiot. So that's what you get at Wizard World. So while talking to these people, I try to salvage something from it and at least have a table that's near the dealers, you know, not in the middle of the row of a-holes. At least if I'm on a corner, I look like I'm the last bastion of professionalism before you get into the people who staple their crap together at Kinko's. And by the way, don't staple your crap together at Kinko's. Just don't show up. Don't show up. You're not going to make any money. You're going to waste your time. Take the staple together crap and put it in your portfolio and send it out to some companies and try to get a job. I mean, honest, look, I've been doing this 10 years. You're not going to make a dime. You're not going to make the table back, and you're not going to make your gas back and the hotel room and all the other expenses that you don't factor in. You're not going to make any money back because you look like an idiot. Nobody wants to buy comic books from a loser. See, if you look like a loser, people aren't going to want to help you. People want to be on the winning team, get it? They want to think they're getting something that's either established or up and coming. I know I'm ranting and losing half of the people who haven't been to comic book conventions, but I got to get it off my chest. Stop doing that, you idiots. Invest some money in it. Save some cash. Act like a professional. And then here's the other end of the spectrum. You got like these middle-aged guys. Shut up, Joe. Let me finish. I know I'm old. Look, then you got like these middle-aged guys who are doing it. It's like vanity press. For the past 20 years, they've been wanting to do a comic book, and now their wife's out of town, so they're going to spend the money on a comic book. Or they're going to take their allowance that their wives usually let them spend on golf clubs, and they nestled some of that away. Them and two other loser washed-up buddies who also once upon a time thought they were going to do something in the creative industry. And they put out some fancy-looking trade paperback that nobody wants, that's horribly drawn and has ideas that were outdated 20 years ago when they thought they wanted to do something. And they look professional, and they got a nice display. So they don't irritate me on that level. But then here's what they do. First off, you can spot them because they're all wearing polo shirts with their little company logo on it. Douchebag Comics. There's a little douchebag stitched into the pocket of a polo shirt, and they're all wearing the same thing. Like they're a bunch of big swinging dicks. Look at us. We got matching shirts. We're a big deal. Then they hire models. And they have like two or three hot blondes standing in front of their table, showing their tits, trying to attract people to the booth. If you're one of these douchebags, or you think you might be in the future, this is also a stupid idea and a huge waste of money. See, whereas you look professional, more professional than the douchebag with the Kinko's books, the douchebag with the Kinko's books is in some level smarter than you because he hasn't wasted as much money. He's just going to lose all the money he's invested in the Kinko's books, the table, the hotel, and the gas and expenses. Whereas you are going to lose money on the books, the table, the gas, the expenses, the books, and however much you're paying for these strippers. Because, I'm sorry, models. Tits don't attract people who want to buy comic books. Tits attract people who want to take pictures of tits. So all weekend long, you're just going to have a bunch of losers taking pictures of the tits. And the tits don't care about your comic book. So how good are they going to be at pitching it to people? They're going to be bad at it. I, over the course of the weekend, will sell more books to your models than your models will sell for you. Because my book is interesting. And the people helping me give a damn about it. And by the way, my booth has better tits. And the tits in my booth are connected to people who give a rip about the book. I see it, you know, I see it six times a year. And it would be sad if it weren't so funny. Back to Wizard World. So I say, what kind of tables you got left? And the guy goes, well, I don't handle the placement. You got to talk to Spat. The guy's name is Spat. S-P-A-T. I don't know if he's Albanian or his parents were horrible or if it's Spekolovich and he shortened it. I don't know. But it's his first name, Spat. I don't know. I go, all right, well, why don't you connect me to Spat? Well, you know, Spat ain't going to be able to help you until you fill out the form. I said, well, the form has a credit card number on it. Once I fill out the form, I'm stuck with a table, even if it stinks. Well, no, I'm sure Spat will be able to hook you up with something good. At this point, I know I'm going to get screwed. Because if they had a good table left, or Spat was going to help me, they wouldn't be trying to get my credit card right away, would they? They'd connect me to Spat so Spat could... And anyhow, if they had a brain, they would connect me to Spat, and Spat would blow a bunch of sunshine up my ass about what a fabulous table I'm going to get, and I better hurry up and get that foreman. Holy shit, you haven't sent the foreman yet? You're going to lose this table! No, they're not smart enough for that. And so I fill out the form. I know I'm going to go anyhow, so I just fill out the form. And then I talk to Spat, and I tell Spat, yeah, they said you could help me out with placement. And he goes, who told you that? And that's how he said it, too. Who told you that? I said, well, I forget the guy's name. What's his nose said that? Well, did you fill out the form? I said, yes, you have it, remember? You sent me a reply. Well, in that reply, it's got frequently asked questions, and it says right in there how to fill out about the placement. Who do you want to be next to? I said, well, I don't care who I'm next to. I want to be near the traffic. He's like, well, who you want to be next to? I said, well, that doesn't make any sense. One, why would I need to talk to you? That's on the form that I already sent in. And two, how do I know who I want to be next to if I don't know where anyone is? I mean, I'm not trying to sit next to my buddy here. I'm trying to make a buck. So the floor plan you have doesn't say where anyone is. So how do I know who I want to be next to? So, you know, at this point I'm being polite because I know I'm screwed anyhow, so what's the point in arguing? I go, well, I want to be next to the traffic. He goes, well, it says right in there how to fill the thing out. I go, okay. And then I go, well, here's the thing. I talked to you about this last year. And you sort of helped me out. Because I don't want to be next to... In previous years, I was next to a pirate and a guy selling origami. And I'm a 10-year veteran. I'm in Mad Magazine. I'm still distributed by... You know, I roll off my credentials a little bit. Which there's no way you can do that without sounding like a douche. But he's a douche, so I figure I'm speaking his language. He goes, well, yeah, I know, that's kind of unfortunate. I don't really know who any of the artists are yet. I'm not making that up. That's a quote. I don't know who any of the artists are yet. Then he proceeds to tell me, and here's another quote. Yeah, I'm trying to get him to put something on the... Well, I'm paraphrasing now because I didn't write that part down. But he says, yeah, there's nothing on the forum for people to write down who they are, but maybe next year. This isn't his first year. I've talked to him last year. This isn't his first show either because I dealt with this guy in Philly. So this is at least a year and a half, 2 years this guy's been doing it. I'm sorry. 2.5 or 3 years this guy's been doing it. And their form doesn't have it. And he's correct. Their form doesn't have anything on there where you have to fill out any credentials. You want to sell Beanie Babies at Wizard World at the Artist Alley, you can do that because they don't check to see if you are anybody at all. So in theory, if their show were to sell out, which it never does because they're morons, they could be giving a table away to somebody who sells origami and telling Stan Lee to go piss up a rope. That's the way they're running it, because he doesn't know who any of the artists are. Then he proceeds to tell me that all the tables are good because there's high traffic, because this, unlike this show, everybody comes there for the artists. My thought there is, well, how the F do you know? You don't know who any of the artists are. And two, if that's the case, why aren't you trying to help me? Why are you being a dick? If you're admitting that they're coming for people like me, why are you pissing me off so that I don't want to go to your show? And by the way, this is the last Wizard World show I'm going to as long as these people are in charge. Unless Steve at Angry Drunk Graphics gets something going. If Steve's going to deal with it, fine, I'll go. I'm not dealing with these a-holes anymore. I mean, this is ridiculous. Then, then the placement comes through in the next couple days. Sure enough, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm all the way at the end of the show, facing no one, basically. So they F me. I'm going to make far less money than I would have if he had just fucking listened to me. But that's all right, because next year he's going to make far less money because I'm not going to be there. Thank the Lord, there's finally another show in Chicago. So I'll be attending that show. C2E2 is the name of that show. That's where I'll be next year. I'm not dealing with these idiots anymore. No more idiots for me. There's something else I wanted to bitch about with these guys. I don't remember. But that about sums it up. So keep that in mind when you attend a Wizard World show. They don't know who any of the artists are at their comic book convention. Artists, if you didn't know, draw the comic books. They draw the pictures that fill up the pages of said comic books that this convention is about. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with promoters who don't know what the F they're doing and act like you're wasting their time when you go to them for help. In his defense, I probably should have just read the thing and known that I was screwed. But, you know, I tried to not let it end there. But I should have known by reading that these efforts weren't going to help me. So that's what I get this weekend. And by the way, our show isn't like other shows. Everybody comes there for the arts. That's what you hear at every single show. Every single promoter tells you that. Oh, there's lots of traffic in Artist Alley. The traffic that is in Artist Alley are people coming to see me or the 12 other people out of the 50 who know what they're doing. Ugh. So I'm dealing with idiot promoters. I'm surrounded by idiots that don't know what they're doing set up next to me. And then I look like an idiot. It's the trifecta of idiocy, these shows. Well, this isn't like other shows. There's lots of traffic. You know what the only other show that isn't like other shows? Well, Comic-Con International doesn't even count as a comic book convention. It's too well run. It's too well run to insult it by calling it a comic book convention. The only show that is different is the one in Minnesota. The www.midwestcomicbook.com. That's the only show that isn't like every other show. You know why? Because they use their effing brain and they mix everything up. You've got a dealer next to an artist next to an exhibitor next to Adam West. Everybody's all mixed up. So there really is traffic everywhere. And you never know what you... I know, I've gone all over. All right, fine. Joe's telling me I've been through this already in other podcasts. Enough of that. One last thing before we're done. Yeah, I know I'm running long. Why are you here again? I know how to work this now. You know, you're right. Joe said, because I won't do this unless he's here watching me. And he's probably correct. I noticed a blurb. You can't check your email now without being irritated. Because as soon as you click onto Yahoo, there's six little news blurbs staring you in the face. Here's one I saw. It's about Drew Barrymore. Here's an excerpt from the story. The story has her, and she's wearing some fairly nice-looking dress. She's on some preview of some thing or another. And there's, you know, she's, again, on the red carpet, and I don't know what it was for. Talk about mixing high and low fashion. What did the adorable Drew Barrymore choose to wear to host the Nylon Magazine Express Party this week in Los Angeles? Question mark. This gorgeous $25 metal-printed 3/4 sleeve shift dress. An Austin, Texas thrift store find. Find. Sorry. So, this story is about how Drew Barrymore's wearing a $25 dress. Now, I'm sure someone told her or she thought it would be a good idea, because we're in a recession, to not show up in a $15,000 dress. This isn't going to play well, I'm sure. Hold on. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't hit the... Delete that, would you? The coughing? I'm not going to delete it. It's your job. You're here. I know how to run it, but if you're going to be here anyhow, why should I run it? Just edit the fucking cough. Anyhow. So anyhow, I'm sure she thought this would be a good idea. And here's, and I know she's a liberal. Here's what liberals miss about recession and bad economic times. Or maybe she didn't care and she just wanted to look like she cared. You, if you have a lot of money and want to help boost the economy, you spend a lot of money. See, because when you spend a lot of money, that creates jobs. If you buy a brand new dress, you are now employing the dressmaker. You're employing, you're giving money to the dressmaker. You're giving money to the people who made the fabric. You're giving money to the designer, the shippers, the thread makers, the sewing machine makers, and so on and so on. See what I'm saying here? The people who attached the sequins, the company that shipped the sequins, everybody's getting helped a little bit when you fork out for a $15,000 dress. When you buy a $25 dress from a thrift store, you're not helping anyone. You are paying for the 3 minutes that the cashier is going doot, 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 cha-ching. And by the way, we're in a recession. People don't have a lot of money. Somebody else might have wanted that $25 dress. Somebody who's only got 25 bucks and needed a nice-looking dress just lost out on a nice-looking dress so Drew Barrymore could slum it. Nice going, Drew. Nice going. Way to bogart a cheap, good-looking dress. All right, I'm done. We're way over. It was only supposed to be 10 minutes. We're up to 22. I'm done talking. Come see me at Wizard World for the last time in Chicago this coming weekend. I'm not giving out the website because I hate them. So, but then how will you see me? That's a good question, Joe. I don't even know what the website is. Just Google Wizard World Chicago and it'll come up. Don't go to any of their other shows ever again. After that, I'll be at New York Comic Con, and I'll be in the Minnesota Comic Con, and possibly the Detroit Comic Con, and I think there's some other one, but I don't remember. Thanks for listening. Until next time, think.